Typical Artists and Lillian Holman present Greenhouse. Letter 6, That Carrie Guy.
Dear Rose, I admit I've been at a bit of a loss about how to start this letter. I truly could not even imagine causing as much harm as I clearly did by dropping off the cinnamon buns. I really do hope you could find it in your heart to forgive my carelessness. I should have asked. I just got so excited when I found them at the bakery, and then the owner said he knew your dad, and it all seemed so perfect. The last thing I want to do is cause you distress, though, and I know how important someone's space is, so I am deeply, deeply sorry for violating it. I hope you're not offended by my asking this, but it has been keeping me up at night worrying, so I thought I'd bite the bullet and ask. Have you been able to get all you need with your dad and brother gone? I get the impression from your dad's stories and your letters that you don't like to leave the house, and I would imagine that delivery people would feel just as intrusive as me dropping things off. If you want, you could just leave a shopping list for me, and I could send you the receipt. I have an online payment system that I use for my yoga students, so it should be easy to also use for reimbursement, one of the only other things I do on the computer. It would also give me an excuse to ride my bike in your pretty neighborhood, and it would ease my mind to know that you were taken care of. Now that I got everything I was nervous about writing out on paper, I can tell you the thing that I've been excited to tell you about. I think that I can match your emotional whirlwind from last week with mine this week. I actually watched a movie this week. I totally went through a Daphne du Maurier phase when I was younger, before I figured out that she was kind of super problematic. So when you said there was a good version of Rebecca, I went to the library, and it turns out not only can you check out DVDs, but you can check out the equipment to play them as well. They didn't end up having Rebecca, but the librarian recommended a movie by the same director called Suspicion instead. I actually really liked it. I have to admit, I was distracted by how attractive both the leads were. I couldn't decide who I wanted more, but then of course the story ramped up and suddenly all I cared about in the world was that the Carrie guy wasn't a bad guy. Have you seen it? Do you care about spoilers? I tried to keep it vague enough just in case. The librarian told me Rebecca should be returned soon and that it has the same adorably awkward blonde woman from this one, so I'll make doubly sure to try it again. I wonder if he has any more with the guy, too. I think you may have been right that I wasn't watching the right movies. The other nice thing about this week was that Jason came back to the store and we talked about my Hollywood adventures. He hadn't seen Suspicion, but he had seen a terrible sounding movie called Psycho, and I think he's right that I may not like it. He wanted to check out Suspicion after I told him about it, though, since he thought it sounded very romantic. I know you implied I shouldn't get my hopes up about any person, but it's been a long time since I felt this comfortable around someone. I even found myself debating whether I should ask if he wanted to watch Rebecca with me when it came back to the library. I didn't, but I did think seriously about it. Were you always this down about love? I'm just asking since it has always been the thing I am most pessimistic about. I just figure if you manage to get through high school and college without a single date, maybe you're not meant for it. I mean, Jason is so nice, but I've met many nice people, and they all just want to be friends with me. At least you've had some confirmation that you're not totally undesirable, even if it went south. I wish I could go back in time and take your horrible ex's place during your panic attack, though. I think even I would know that being there for you on your birthday, of all days, is girlfriend 101. Anyway, nobody wants to hear about someone else's romantic fantasies all day. I've been racking my brain to come up with some good stories about the people who come into the store. The only one I love to tell is the man who was so nervous for his teenage son who was going on his first date that he went and bought flowers for him to give to the girl. He spent nearly an hour with me picking out the perfect ones. I didn't think much of it, but 6 months later, the son came back in to ask for help picking out a corsage, and when he mentioned his father's name, I asked if it was the same girl, and he said it was. I made sure the corsages were the same flowers as the original bouquet and didn't charge him because I was so happy that I was even a small part of anybody's love story. I know you don't like taking too much time away from your shows, so I'll wrap this up. If you think of any more movies I would like, please let me know and remember my offer about the groceries and the like. I'm thinking of you. Best wishes, Abby. P.S. Annie told me she broke up with Frank. Do you think I should finally invite her out to coffee, or would that be creepy? I really only want to know how she got so good at yoga and how she stays so centered. I'm just worried she'll think it's a date. Also, welcome to my life. Worried on one hand that someone just wants to be friends, and completely worried on the other that they think I'm trying to seduce them.
Greenhouse is a production of Atypical Artists. It was written, directed, and edited by Lillian Holman. The voice of Abigail Adams is Helen Highfield. The show art was designed by Emily Chen. Greenhouse is produced by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, and Lillian Holman.